We're heading into a very busy summer tourism and agriculture period at the same time, of course. Silage cutting getting underway, and remarkable comments made by the HSE, an inspector of the HSE quoted in the Farming Independent on Friday, saying that cyclists and walkers, perhaps maybe if they see a farm silage happening on a day, to stay off the roads for that particular day. It's elicited a very strong response on the whole issue of road safety, tractors, harvesters, balers and cyclists, and how they interact on our roads. Lots of you getting in touch with us on Friday. One of those who reacted with surprise and a level of disappointment to it was Green Party representative Anlan Dunn. He's with me on the line. Anlan, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. Morning to listeners.
Look, it's a very busy time. We're trying to encourage people to come down to use our greenways. You know, we've more of them open now than we ever had coming into this busy summer season. So we want people to come to Kerry with their bicycles. We want people to get out of their cars. And yet we have this advice coming as well to try and stay safe on our roads. What's your view on it?
I think the comments were unfortunate from Mr. Griffin from the RSA, or sorry, from the HSA. I mean, it goes against our road traffic legislation and any guidance around the use of our roads. Let's just, I suppose, begin by stating a simple fact. If you're in command of a vehicle of any size, the onus is on you to take due care and to be considerate of other road users. And we have to be extremely considerate of those who are not sitting wrapped in metal with airbags, people who are out walking on a country road or out for a cycle with their kids. They shouldn't need to be in fear of their lives, no matter what's going on. And I think let's not just make this about, you know, silage cutting. I mean, it is a very busy time of the year in Kerry, there's a lot of people under a lot of pressure to try and get their work done. But that does not prevent or preclude you from the rules of the road and driving with due care and attention, which is a requirement when you get behind the wheel of any powered vehicle. And I think we need to be very clear on that. The bigger or more powerful the machine, the bigger the responsibility. And I think that people need to be very aware of that. And I think they are, in the main. I think the comments from the HSA inspector were possibly off the cuff. He comes across as a very pleasant individual, but perhaps in this case, the comments were a little bit misguided.
Yeah, and he wasn't saying stay off the road for the whole of the season. He was just, like, he was giving, on one hand, good road safety advice, saying, look, if you see intensely busy, maybe just avoid it for a while. But I know people took it in particular ways in terms of, like, the tractors own the road. Is that part of the issue here? Is part of the issue here, the thoughts are that the thinking is that, you know, cars, trucks, tractors, by virtue of their size, by virtue of the fact they're involved in economic activity, that they hold sway on our roadsides?
Well, perhaps that's the perception, but that's not the law. It's no different to driving a car or an SUV. You have to slow down, and that's pretty much where it's at. And you must drive cautiously, especially on country roads. We have this crazy situation at the moment where we've got 80 kilometre an hour speed limits on roads that are not capable of taking that speed. And we've got tractors, which are getting larger every year, driving at speed as well. And a lot of the time, the silage contractors or the farmers are under an awful lot of pressure to get the grass in because of the weather or any other reasons. And we need to be, I suppose, conscious of that they are under pressure. But that, again, I bring it back to the fact that it doesn't matter what you're doing. You do not get to put other people's lives at risk for any economic activity. That is not the Ireland we live in. I think we need to be very clear. We had a 13% rise in road deaths in 2022.
Yeah. And since 2022, things are going the wrong direction.
Deaths are up another 8% this year. So we're going in absolutely the opposite direction to where we need to be going. So even though these comments were probably meant in a way to promote road safety, they're doing the opposite. They're shifting, and it's essentially victim blaming. You cannot shift the responsibility to a 10-year-old cycling along a backcountry road from a person driving a multi-ton vehicle at speed. That is not the way this works.
But what's your view then on the view? And it's not, let's take kids out of it for a moment, but take, let's say, cyclists who are out, let's say, leisure cyclists who are out training for the number of different events that are coming up in this county and across the country over the last while. Sometimes they're cycling in groups. We get a huge amount of frustration here expressed by people who are held up in the course of their jobs, their work. They see cyclists as behaving badly. They see, and again, it could be a perception thing, they won't let them, as road users who live here, just, I want to say the word, put up with it, but just say, right, summertime, cyclists on the road, they're important economically, we have to go easy and just take our time. Is that the message? So
I mean, while there are economic reasons from a tourism perspective to drive carefully and everything, we should just be driving carefully anyway, right? So the RSA at the moment are failing in their duty of care to the state, and the Gardaí aren't enforcing road traffic legislation effectively. That's what it boils down to. So while cycle tourism is worth about €41 billion to the European economy annually, Kerry is seeing a minor amount of that, and no amount of greenways is going to solve that. While greenways will bring a level of economic activity, if we're serious about this, you're dead right. We absolutely need a shift. It's another family affected. And this is every day at this point. Like, we need an entirely new approach with significantly enhanced penalties. But we also need the Gardaí at senior level, not the Gardaí on the beat necessarily, but at senior level, like, absolutely changing the attitude to this. Because we have what is essentially a windscreen view of how the roads are being treated. And we need people out there walking on the streets, cycling on the streets, who begin to understand, and on the roads, that this is not having the impact. So any existing programs, you see these single days a year where they ask us to slow down, or they even taking care on the Maybank holiday. Don't [S2] Yeah. [S1] Take care on the Maybank holiday. Take care every day. Because you drive around the corner too fast, you could hurt or kill someone. And that could be your daughter, it could be your son, it could be a family member, it could be a friend. And just because they might be going out for a cycle on a Sunday, or if they're cycling to school, they're cycling to hurling or football or anything else, that does not preclude you from the responsibility that you have when you get behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah.
We have had, in the last, since 2016 to 2021, 1,435 cyclists were seriously injured on Irish roads. That has got to stop.
Okay.
And the trend is going in the opposite direction. We have got to have people take responsibility when they get behind the wheel, and we need to see far more action from the RSA and the Gardaí at this stage.
Okay, and listen, we'll leave it there. That's Anne Landon there on the line about those comments about going safe and maybe staying off the roads temporarily while there's silage cutting going on. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us.